Much later, when the serious business of eating was done and the others had left, Mormont offered Tyrion a chair beside the fire and a cup of mulled spirits so strong they brought tears to his eyes. King's Road can be perilous this far north, the Lord Commander told him as they drank. I have Jick and Morik, Tyrion said, and Yoren is riding south again. Yoren is only one man. The watch shall escort you as far as Winterfell, Mormont announced in a tone that brooked no argument. Three men should be sufficient. Well, if you insist, my lord, Tyrion said, you might send young Snow. He would be glad for a chance to see his brothers. Mormont frowned through his thick grey beard. Snow, the Stark bastard. I think not. The young ones need to forget the lives they left behind, the brothers and mothers and all that. A visit home would only stir up feelings best left alone. But I know these things. My own blood kin. My sister Mage. Rules Bear Island now. Since my son's dishonor. I've nieces I've never seen. He took a swallow. Besides, John Snow is only a boy. You shall have three strong swords to keep you safe. I'm touched by your concern, Lord Mormont. The strong drink was making Tyrion light-headed, but not so drunk that he did not realize that the old bear wanted something from him. I hope I can repay your kindness.